Jesse Allen here, catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, grains are well off the highs from the overnight session and the early rounds this morning. That U.S. dollar, it seems to be that's what's weighing on the market. Is that the case, or is there something else at play here?
Oh, there's a lot of things in play, but I'd say the dollar's probably the most significant factor right now. The Federal Reserve released its beige book yesterday afternoon, and that beige book talked a lot about inflation, higher input costs that businesses were facing, and how they're passing those costs on to consumers, and how wage inflation is also a factor as well. In fact, if we look at the last four quarters, wage inflation has been the highest it's been in the last four decades, going back to the Paul Volcker days. And many of us are old enough to remember how high interest rates and inflation were back then. So this has really kind of revived this whole inflation story. You would think it'd be good for the commodities, and longer term it does tend to be, but the initial reaction is one of fear. As the dollar goes higher, it's, that makes our commodities less competitive on the global market. That may slow down the economy as well. And so they pull money out of the commodity sector. So as all this money that's in the system right now gets sloshing around in the system, today it's pulling out of the commodities and out of the tech sector, and the ags are paying the price for that.
Over on the livestock side today, Arlen, just seems like this market is still kind of trading uneasy, kind of skeptical, even though we continue to see meat prices extremely high and going higher with pork cutouts and boxed beef prices continuing to rise this week. What are you seeing in livestock today?
Yeah, as you look at those pork cutout prices you mentioned, rising the carcass composite price this morning, rising to almost $132. It's within about $5 now, the record high we saw in 2014. That was a year when disease was hurting the supply of hogs. Now it's because of demand, a strong demand. When we look over on the cattle side, we're seeing those choice cuts trading above $341 per hundredweight, but they could probably trade $75, $80 below that and not affect the price of cash cattle. That's because packer margins are over $900 estimated now. And it's a problem because of packer capacity and the JBS problems this week after the hackers got in their system, caused a couple of days of shutdown, really aggravating that situation, limiting the number of cattle we can pull through the system. That's keeping a lid on cash cattle prices and on the board price while product prices continue to go higher.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Coming up this afternoon, John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing, our guest on the full Thursday episode of Market Talk, as we recap the day's market trade. This is the Market Talk Midday Update. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.